Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast. I am your host, Nicole Frolic, and I invite you to cozy up with me each week as I explore all aspects of the spiritual journey, spiritual biohacking, and expanding the mind beyond this reality. Remember that the collective awakening can start by planting one seed. So thanks for being such an amazing audience and sharing these shows with your family and friends. So without further ado, let's jump right into the episode and find out what we're discovering today. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Enlighten Up Podcast. I'm really excited to have you guys with me because I have a returning guest. David Nino Rodriguez is here. Hey, Dave. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah. How are you doing?
It's been quite a ride, I'll tell you that. Things have really picked up for me. And so I'm blessed. During these hard times, I feel like it's... I've been blessed. It's been okay. It's been really good. It's been better than okay for me.
Well, that's really good to hear. It's absolutely been a crazy ride. Everything that's kind of happening, I don't think any of us anticipated that it would unfold the way everything is. But I personally feel like everything's really good. I'm not one of those people who's really kind of getting pulled into the media hype. How have you been doing with everything?
Well, I see it for what it is. I see it for the facade. It's all optics, you know, and it's, just watching the mainstream. What I'm watching is the mainstream destroy itself. They're as extinct as the dinosaurs. You know, what we're watching right now is the death of the mainstream. And for people who have the foresight to see that, they understand it. People that are reacting to it, they're getting a different play. But when I see the mainstream, what I see the mainstream doing is killing itself. And by them pushing this narrative, Joe Biden's president and this and that, and they're pushing forward, it's suicide. It's straight up suicide. And it's going to be revealed. And I think 6 to 8 months, they're going to be dead as a doornail. They'll be as extinct as the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I know you're kind of into some of this stuff. There's an eclipse on Monday, and the stars are aligned on Monday with this particular eclipse. I did a video on it, and it looks like it's literally the beginning of the end of the mainstream media. And eclipses usually play out over 6 months. So it's kind of like in alignment with what you just said. I just feel like they're having to lie 99.9% of the time.
Oh, it's horrible
right now, and it's a disgrace.
I don't understand why anybody even watches it. I think it's just a stimulation hit that they get. You know, they're so used to that, they're addicted to that fix every day, getting that fear or excitement, whatever it is. That's an addiction. Trust me, I was addicted to it. You know, boxing and drugs and alcohol, all the stuff I used to do. I know what that is, and it's an addiction, and people get it by their phone scrolling, liking likes, all that stuff, or watching the mainstream news, because what they're doing right now is literally playing with people's emotions. And to watch the election get stolen on mainstream news, on Fox especially, was a slap to the Patriots' face, and they're not going to get away with it. I mean, the walls are closing in on them slowly. Biden's up there. He's a useful idiot. He's like a sacrificial lamb. He's going to be taken down with the rest of them. And he's just playing his role. And the role is being played out slowly, but surely coming to an end.
Yeah, it's literally a war on our own consciousness, because a lot of our emotional manipulation affects our consciousness levels. And so they're constantly trying to take us into fear. And one of the things that trying to really kind of drive home for people is that when you're in fear, you're not thinking critically, you're not thinking clearly. And that's exactly what they want. So you're constantly, you know, oh, the media said this, and so this must be true. Like, for instance, with the whole Sidney Powell stuff, Sidney Powell was never hired on Trump's team. She was never hired as a lawyer for his team. She's been offering her services, but she was never fired because she was never hired. And now they're like running with this.
Well, she'll be used as like a secret weapon. She's going to be like the nuke button. She's going to probably do the military tribunals. So she'll be used, but she'll be used as a much more deadly weapon. And so she's still on the team, just not officially on the Trump. She's not on the lawyer team or whatever you call it. She's definitely going to come around the other side and hit him with military tribunals. That's what I see happening criminally.
Yeah, and she's been going after corruption for a while. And I don't know like what you guys think in the live chat, but Sydney's like my spirit animal. She's so badass.
You know, I have a story about her, which I just found out yesterday. There was a crime family in El Paso called the Chagras, okay? And they were a huge mafia family. And they used to go, and Jimmy Chagra, Joe Chagra, Lee Chagra, they were a big crime family in El Paso in the 60s and 70s and 80s, or maybe it's the 70s and 80s. And I was friends with Joe Chagra's son, Joe Jr. They put a hit on the judge. Because the judge, when they were going to court, they knew the judge gave out the max sentences. I forgot his name, but they wrote a book called Dirty Dealing, okay? And it was the Chagra family. Anyway, they killed the judge and they went down hard and they went down burning. One of the biggest mafia families out of El Paso. Anyway, I just learned yesterday she was one of the attorneys that took him down, was Cindy
Really?
Powell. Yeah, and that right there shows you she had backbone because they were offing people. And for her to be a prosecuting attorney back then, wow, I didn't know she was that old. I was like, really? But yeah, she took down the Chagras. And the Chagras are here, were based out of El Paso. So I just found that out yesterday. So this
Oh,
lady's had
wow.
a backbone for a long time. She's not
Wow.
someone to mess with.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't, you can tell when she's up there, she has no fear. And if she does, she shows not 1 ounce of it. And the one thing that I really like about Sidney Powell is she's known for seeking out corruption, no matter if it's on the Republican side or the Democrat. She just wants to seek out corruption and sniff it out. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people have to pull away from is this idea of Democrat, Republican, and not getting pulled into the sides and the labels. Because let's face it, the Republicans have really done almost nothing for Trump
Well, they're
either.
all deep state. You know, the
Yeah.
deep state is not in the hundreds. It's in the hundreds and thousands. These people are on both sides of the aisle. You know, this is not a small endeavor that what Trump's doing. This is huge. This is on a huge scale taking these people down. And they're all implicated. You know, so what we're gonna see now is this massive takedown with these. With Sidney Powell, Attorney Lynn, everyone's playing a role, and this is going to be epic. What's coming is like I said it right now on Nino's Corner.tv, is that the walls are closing in on them, and they all know this. They all know this. Look at Biden's cabinet; they're a bunch of rejects. The people that he picked for his cabinet, there's nobody on there of significance because they're staying away from it. They know the walls are closing in; they're coming in. The Democrats. A lot of them are being interrogated right now. A lot of people are going down. They're telling on each other. They're whimpering, they're whispering, and now it's turning into cries. And they're rolling on each other. And now you can see AOC is the party's basically cannibalizing itself right now. We're watching the destruction of the Democratic Party. But it's also because Trump is putting this pressure on them, and it's like they're turning up the heat, and it's going to be over for them. I'm telling you, this is going to turn out. Trump's going to be inaugurated. I have no doubt.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And I think like a lot of people seem to forget the basics here about Trump. Like he's a fighter. There is no such thing as losing in his vocabulary, his
No.
vernacular. Like it's not a thing. I mean, let's call a spade. He has an ego, but you
Yeah.
kind of need one to deal with the level of deep state corruption that he's dealing with. Like these are the globalists. Like it's insane. And so there's no way he's going to concede. There's no way he's going to roll over. There's no
No.
way he isn't taking this down. He's so
No.
calm.
And you got to remember too, where would if, let's say Trump just concedes and goes away. They'll probably kill him for what he's done. So he has his life on the line as well. He won't have the Secret Service to protect him anymore. His life, everyone is literally fighting for survival right now. And that's what's at stake. But I believe Trump has an amazing team behind him. I believe they got him where they want him, and we're just watching. Like I said, we're just watching the wall. Enjoy this because these people are squirming and rolling over on each other. It's unbelievable to see, and we're watching the whole Democratic Party eat itself. I think the last element of all this to go will be the mainstream media. I think what they're gonna do is when Trump wins the lawsuits and things get really bad. They are going to push like he stole it, or they're going to try to incite a civil war, civil unrest with Antifa, BLM, and they're going to come after the Patriots, right? So they're going to start threatening and looting and rioting, but Trump's going to take them down so fast they won't know what hit them.
Yeah, it's clear. It's very clear that's what they're trying to do, is that they're trying to prep everyone for Trump to steal the election from Biden. It's interesting because when he released the funds, you know, the transition funds, was it yesterday? What day is today? Today's Tuesday. Yeah, yesterday. You know, like in a way, from what I've seen some information that traps him with the laptop, because in order to take those funds, he has to show.
Like, it's like an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
It's like he's making himself guilty. Yes. Yeah. It traps him. You're exactly right. And they overplay their hand. The deep state consistently overplays their hand. Why? Because they're arrogant and they've gotten away with everything for the last 100 years. Like, it's not a big deal to them. They just keep pushing the envelope, and they're overplaying their hand, and Trump is stepping back and countering. He's stepping back, countering, like boxing. I'm using boxing terminology here. He's stepping back, angling off, countering, and he keeps hitting him. And they've overplayed their hand, and this election was a grand finale. It implicated and it criminalized everybody. So now we know who they are and what they did, and they're going to go down. So in essence, you have to let the thief leave the store, and that's what he has done. So now they're exposed, they've done the crime, and now they're going to do the time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, when
Sorry
you...
Sorry about that, my
No,
dogs.
That's okay. I've got a dog that barks out here, too. At the end of the day, it's pretty obvious there's so much projection that happens from the media. So, I mean, they're pretty much telling us where they're at by trying to instill all the fear in us. And the way I see it is that they already know it's done. They know their time's up. They know everything's falling apart.
They're starting to feel it now, but I don't think they know. I think certain elements within the deep state know it, and certain players do. They're done. They've been interrogated. They know what's going down. They're telling others. But I think that people at certain levels don't really understand or know. And I think it's every day, I'm telling you, every day, another person, and it's just going like this. And we're just going to watch this unfold, and it's going to be a really, just get out your popcorn, man. Get out your popcorn and enjoy this, because it's crumbling before your eyes. And the funniest thing about it is watching the infighting among the Democrats. They they have their heads so far up their ass, it's unbelievable. I can't believe what I'm seeing. But yeah, it's deteriorating before our eyes, our very eyes.
It really is.
It is.
So, like, with everything that's kind of been happening here, we're really needing to see through the veil more than ever, you know, because there's so much propaganda coming through, being pummeled at us constantly, day in and day out, minute by minute, hour by hour. And if you don't have a solid grounding in your own spirituality, like in who you are, in who you actually answer to, who the real authority is, like God, consciousness, creator, whoever you call it, if you don't have a good connection to that, it's really easy to get like pulled into the tide here.
Yeah, you've got to be very strong in your faith. I mean, you're going to see a lot of suicides, disappearances. The deep state's going to start. I'm telling you now that what we're going to be seeing is a lot of suicides or suicided people, you know. They're going to be out killing people. They're going to start killing a lot of people that they think is going to talk, going to roll over. We're going to see a lot of that. And people need to be really strong in their faith. You know, ever since I put out that viral video about, you know, Hollywood being, you know, a bunch of pedophiles, I've had to stay really strong in my faith, and I haven't wavered. You know, I pray every day. I'm strong in God. I've had very close friends who are also strong in God. And, I pray every day, you know, that I have to be strong in my faith. I got to be rock in my faith, because it's a very uneasy time for me and everybody. And it's very, you know, it's unpredictable what could happen, you know, every day. It's like, we're seeing this, it's scary times. Let's just be honest. It's very scary times. Anything can happen at any given moment. And you got to have strong faith for this.
As a fighter. Yeah, well, as a fighter, how does it make you feel? And also, what advice would you have for people when they start to get discouraged? Because there are quite a bit of people who are getting discouraged from this.
They need to step back. They got to understand this is a chess game. And we're going to win some battles or we're going to lose some battles, you know? So you've got to step back and take a deep breath and disconnect for a little while, turn the TV off, go into your meditation, go into your prayer, and relax. You cannot fight every second of the day. You've got to take your naps, you've got to relax, and then continue to fight. And some of these people, look, you're not at the level where you need to fight, you know? You're not, you know, I'm even careful with the way I put out videos now. I got to watch my energy and my soul. Like, I don't want to be available to everybody all the time. I disconnect from my phone. I put out a video about every other day. Sometimes I take 4 or 5 days off. But you got to protect your energy and really just disconnect. I don't watch mainstream media or any of that anymore at all. I'll watch a little bit at the gym, see what the headlines are, see what they're saying, because I know what they're spinning. So I'll know how to counteract that into a video. But it's so easy to see their game plan. That's ridiculous. Like, once you see it for what it is, it's so easy to see. The veil's been lifted with me on this. Mm-hmm. But they got to really learn how to disconnect and go to God. You know, yeah. God is the answer. That's number one, numero uno. That's El Jefe right there.
Yeah. And I think, too, everyone has to really understand that if you go into fear and you kind of go into that place of lost hope or defeatedness, that sort of energy literally helps to create the timeline that the deep state is trying to create.
Yeah, you're co-creating it. So it's best, like I said, to disconnect and step back. There's good people fighting this fight. There's warriors out there. Not everybody needs to be out there fighting. So right now, you know, people need to be centered. And just honestly, pray. There is a God, you know. It's just pray and put your trust in God and disconnect. That's what you should do. Like, people that are feeling overwhelmed and they're getting that reaction, that response when they turn on the mainstream media, turn it off. You don't need to watch it. You know, turn it back on in a couple weeks, you know, see where you're at and then turn it off. You know, you don't need to watch it every day, every moment of every day. You know, it's just, it's not helping you. It's not helping you progress.
Well, you just said a very important thing there that I think is becoming more and more apparent, I think, to those who maybe didn't even see it before. But it's becoming very apparent right now how much they want us to be disconnected from God and not be with our family. I mean, just looking at the Thanksgivings this, you know, Thursday, and all of the mandates that are coming out and all these ridiculous regulations.
Nobody's listening.
Thank gosh. You know, yeah. Like, that's great. But that's the very thing. They don't want you to be connected to God, so, or your family. So the best thing you can do is start to reconnect with family and God. You know, and I get it. It's like, it's hard at these times when you have family members who don't see eye to eye or are still sleeping. That's tough. It's tough when it's at this point.
Especially if you have families and you all don't see eye to eye politically or spiritually, and you have to get together for Thanksgiving. This would be a good excuse not to go. Oh, I'm scared of COVID. No, but, you know, the way I see it, for me, I'm not listening to any of the mandates. I don't wear a mask. I go out, I enjoy a day, I breathe in oxygen, you know. So, you know, that it's, and I've been like that since day one. So, and I'm fine.
You know, since you've come out, you've had a lot of people like interested in you and giving you information. How has it been for you trying to discern between what's true and what's not? Because I'm sure you're getting an onslaught of
different info. I just stick to my original sources, and I don't waver. I'm just sticking with them. And people are giving me a lot of information, and I'll read over it, but I won't respond. You know, the reason is because I don't want to open that door or that gate or the floodgates. So I stick to my sources. I have a few friends that I talk to, people involved in military, people involved in the political arena, people involved in Hollywood. I stay within a small circle, and I'm sticking with a boat that got me to where I'm at right now. So I'm not wavering. I'm not jumping ship and going there and going over there and take that way. I'll just have all this disinformation. So, and I don't know who's feeding me disinformation. So for me, I stick with the people that I trust, which is a very small amount, which is about 3 or 4 of them. And I just stay right there. I'm just staying and within my element.
Have you come across information that you thought was, you know, had good intentions and then it's not, like, how does that, how do you deal with that just on a personal level, spiritual level, for, because a lot of us go through that, right? We follow someone or we follow some sort of information, we think it's true and then it's not. And part of that is so that those of us who are truth seekers look stupid to people who are still asleep.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation out there. So what I do, like I said, I'm keeping my circle tight. There's a lot of people throwing some misinformation at me, or just want to be heard and they want to come on a show and they want to do a show with me. I'm just staying away. I step away. Like I said, I'm keeping my group small and I'm staying with them and I'm not wavering. I'm just staying right where I'm at, where I'm comfortable, and I'm putting out the information when I get it and where it's validated. And then I put it out.
Yeah.
I don't listen to all these Tom, Dicks, and Harrys coming up to me telling me how they were sex trafficked and this and that. I listen, if it's true, I'm sorry. I understand that everyone needs help. I'm not a therapist, okay? I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm going on a year sober now. Dang.
No, congrats.
Yeah, it's December. Wow.
That flew by for you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and believe me, if there's any time I wanted to drink, it was this year.
Right? This would be the year.
Yeah, definitely. This would have been the year. So I can take this year. I can do it. But yeah, I just try to keep it simple as I can, because I don't want to get so flustered and frustrated that I can't relay a message.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think too, that it's important to not try to be the first one with the information out and to lean more towards your own credibility, because it only takes a few missteps before you start to lose your own credibility.
Hold on.
And, you know, and that's like for all of you guys out there, just be really mindful with the information that you're sharing, because there's, the amount of disinformation that's coming out right now, just across social media platforms and everything, it's at like all time peak highs.
Yeah. Right,
well,
they're doing that on purpose. The left is controlling the alt-right narrative. Mm-hmm. So they're making you look stupid. They're trying to make, they're like, Soros has been arrested and this. And listen, I've been guilty of tweeting some things I shouldn't have tweeted. And I went back, and every time I know I messed up, I go back and say, hey, that article was false, I'm sorry. And I'll apologize for it, because there's nothing wrong with me apologizing. You know, I got to admit my mistakes as well. So I want people to trust me first and foremost. So if I put out a bad tweet and it's disinformation or the article is proven wrong, I go back and I say, hey, my bad. I'll say that, because I want people to know, like, hey, I'm not, there's no ego involved here. You know, if that makes sense.
Yo, totally. And I think it's safe to say that however this is going to go down, I don't think any of us are going to, it's not going to be a narrative that I think a lot of us have known, you know,
right.
I really think it's going to be something that is going to shock us all. Like I don't think a lot of us are going to see it coming, to be quite honest.
No, I agree. It's going to be like lightning. But I mean, I do know there's two ways that they want this to go, you know, and I just talked about it on my channel on ninoscorner.tv was plan A and plan B. And they're kind of fading away from plan A right now, and they're going into plan B, which is, looks like it's going to be a Trump presidency, and they need to incite a civil war. They're going to eat each other alive. They're going to, like I said, get ready for the suicides, the disappearances. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly.
I did a video yesterday on negative entities and conspiracy rabbit holes. And I know you kind of, you know, when this all started happening and you, like, your video blew up and you started doing your videos daily, that you were going into some dark information. What was that like for you? Yeah, you had to pull away. Like, what did you notice was happening within yourself?
Everyone started calling me for interviews about pedophilia. I'm like, man, I can't dive into this anymore. It was destroying my soul. It was so dark. I was having nightmares. I was being attacked. It was a constant attack every day. And it was just getting too heavy of a burden to carry. So I stepped away from it. And people still want to have me on their shows to talk about pedophilia. I'm like, listen, I already did what I did. I hit the hornet's nest with a stick and I walked away from it. I don't want to get bit by any of them. You know what I mean? So I don't want to be involved in that anymore. I did what I did. I did that for humanity. I feel like it was a huge thing for humanity, and I stepped away and I don't want it anymore. Like, I don't want to dive into that anymore. It's sludge. Like, why do you want to go into the good people are out there fighting that fight. people are rescuing kids. They're taking care of the problem. I'm not that guy. I'm just a guy that delivered information. But that doesn't mean I want to revisit it every week or every month or even once a year. I'm done with that. You know, I said what I said, and it's been validated, and I'm done.
Yeah, it can get really dark, and I think there has to be a level of personal responsibility and personal sovereignty over your own energy field to know, like, how much truth do you need to know before it's actually hurting you? And what good is it doing anyway? Because a lot of these conspiracy hole rabbit holes are designed to traumatize us, you know, well, just through information.
You go down the rabbit hole and then it turns into a maze. I always tell everyone that you go down deep enough and then it just turns into this labyrinth. You never get out of it. So, you know, I just try to reel it in now. You know, it's just you can spend all day. You can spend yourself in deep thought all day trying to figure this out and you'll go nowhere. So I think the best thing about for what I did in that video was I said it was out there and that they exist. It's in Hollywood. It's in everywhere. And they're being taken down. And that's all I really said. And they just blew up. And I know, and I talked about Adrenochrome, but come on, Adrenochrome now is like, it's like a household thing like everyone's talking about now. It's crazy what that turned out to be. But it's, you know, I'm happy that I brought that out in the forefront. But at the same time, boy, it was heavy. It was really heavy on me. It was really heavy, man. I didn't, you know, there was some times where I thought, you know, this could be the end of me, you know, realistically.
And that's the whole thing, you know, like part of it's designed to take you out in an indirect way, you know, in that way. Yeah. Total sidebar here. Did you know that, because I only recently found this out, I think maybe a month or two ago, that Adrenochrome is sold on the galactic black market?
I think I had a guy talking about that on our Dark to Light show with Laura Eisenhower. I think someone said that. I mean, it's a powerful drug. It's a real powerful drug, you know. Monatomic gold, adrenochrome, this is all stuff that, like, yeah, it's galactic. It's way deeper than people think.
It kind of speaks to, like, you know, if you're really going to go there, it kind of speaks to the power behind our own DNA and our own abilities and why we're so heavily targeted. Yeah. If the very things that we can create, okay, albeit from fear, but it's because of the human emotional field that we have that, again, is our consciousness. Just think how powerful we actually are if we weren't spending our time allowing all of this media stuff to manipulate us.
Correct.
You know, there's so much potential here for humanity that if, you know, again, I liken this to on the Protect the Vote, meditation. The media and the deep state are like narcissists. The whole matrix system is like a narcissist. And the only way to starve a narcissist is to completely ignore them. And it would be so powerful. What would happen if none of us tuned in anymore? Their story would die.
Yeah. And then they showed their cards by censoring us. It's big tech, mainstream media. This is in everything. The Hollywood industry, entertainment, music. I mean, they got their talents and everything. They control us every which way. So we really got to look at what we listen to, what we watch. What we eat, the air we breathe with the chemtrails, it's bad. They're bombarding us on all fronts. And it's to keep us in that lower vibration of fear and anxiety, because that's how they control us. Mm-hmm. And we really got to learn how to step back and take control of that. It's a hard thing to do. Listen, I have a hard time doing it as well. But the first step that I took was to stop drinking, because I was just a joyride vehicle for entities. I mean, I was just opening up a portal and letting entities come on in and take my body for a joyride, you know? And when you start learning that that's what's really happening, that scared me. And I was like, man, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. No more of that. I need to take my life back. And I took my life back and my whole life has changed.
Have you seen the shift in someone's eyes when you know an entity's taken over? Like whether it's from drugs or alcohol?
Yeah, I saw it in my sister. My sister passed away. She was an alcoholic. She passed away. She died of cirrhosis. And it's 11 years now, but she, I saw her change, and it was like, she wasn't there anymore. Patrice wasn't there anymore. It was a different person. I mean, it was just like, wow. That drug is a power. That's the most powerful drug there is alcohol. There's nothing more powerful than alcohol. That'll destroy your life quicker than anything.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen the shift, like, with someone that I loved, and like, it was a guy that I was dating, and I could tell, like, he was completely high on blow and alcohol and everything. And when I looked into his eyes, it was not him there anymore.
Yeah.
It was just not him. And it's scary when you see that shift.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of all that, right? I've done all that stuff. But for me, I had to be a man and put it away. You got to consciously make that decision. You got to look in the mirror and say, where am I going to be in 5 years from now? And I did that, and I saw myself in jail or dead. So that was scary. So when I did that and I looked in the mirror and I said, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not going to be here in 5 years if I keep going down this road. So I quit. I just quit. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest thing I could have done at that time. So yeah. That's what I did.
Well, good for you. I know it's not easy. I mean, we're all addicted to some, we all have our addictions.
And now I'm eating cookie dough at night. I can't stop.
if you want like a really kind of like healthy version of it that still tastes like it, I can give you one. My girlfriend gave me one.
I mean, it just sucks. I can't help it. I love ice cream and cookies.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's been some good news that just came out today about the Dow. The Dow has soared above 30,000, which is the first time in history.
I am confused on all this when it comes to stocks. I talked to a guy, Bob Kudla, on my show, and they call him the trading genius. I have him on the show, and he's talking about how the market is just – I think they're expecting a Trump victory, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Because if it was Biden, it should be tanking.
It should be. So
I think everyone on the inside knows Trump is going to take these people down.
And I think that's another thing. Like, when we talk about the necessity to stay even keeled, to stay basically in your lane emotionally, don't let all these outside forces manipulate your mind and feed you all this propaganda, then you have an opportunity to kind of step back and look at some of the things that are happening. And like you said, the markets would absolutely be crashing if they believed Biden was going to be coming in.
They know in my opinion, he's a useful idiot. He's the only, I think he's up there really believing he's going to be president. The guy's delirious. He's senile. He doesn't know what's going on. I think he's the perfect guy just to put up there, and it's going to come crashing down on the poor guy. I think it's honestly, this is elder abuse, to be honest with you. This guy's too old for this. And I think he can actually get away with a card of like insanity. I mean, he's old. He doesn't know what's going on. Look at him. He slurs everything. He mumbles. He jumbles. He trips. He falls. He's a joke. And I think he should be in an old folks home. This guy's 80-something years old. He shouldn't be president. You know, this is ridiculous. Serious. This is elder abuse. It really is.
Part of me wonders if it's an act, you know?
No, not at 80-something. No. Listen, he could be a clone for all I know. I don't know. But what I really think is it's elder abuse. I think he's just lost his mind, man. And he's a useful idiot. And they're just using him to push. Because, come on, we all know it's going to be Kamala Harris. That's who's going to step in as president. Because they know he's got, a year left of this much sanity in there. I mean, he's just the guy to get in the door. And that's it. But he's not going to get in the door.
No. But, like, just to the audience to understand this, that today, like, with the Dow going above 30,000, it's a first time in history that's ever happened. And not only that, but while Trump's been elected, the Dow has increased over 60% over his presidency, which is unheard of. It's never happened in the history over such a short period of time. And, I mean, and that's all considering with the coronavirus. I mean,
yeah, it makes – it blows my mind. In fact, I really want to I'm going to talk to Bob and find out what's going on with that, because he's a mastermind at the stock market, and he knows what's going on, and he's a Trump supporter. And he was always telling me that the reason the stocks aren't shifting or doing anything is because they expect a Trump win. Mm-hmm. And now with it rallying like that, I mean, there's something up. They know.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how much the media tries to spin it, the markets are looking at numbers. They're looking at statistics.
Right.
They're looking at percentages. And when you look at the statistics, it's impossible for Biden to have won.
Look, they're going to prove it all. It's all going to be done. It's all going to Supreme Court. And then I'm going to tell you that a lot of people are going to be arrested. I'm telling you. And I know people have been saying that for a long time, but believe me, it's coming.
Do you have anyone like friends or people that you know that have, because of this whole election, have kind of started to open their eyes to what's going on? Do you know anyone?
No, let me tell you what I've done. Let me tell you why. No, the reason is no. Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of people opening their eyes during this whole pandemic thing, but I've kind of cut off all my friends that just weren't seeing eye to eye with me. I was sick of explaining things in elementary terms to them, and they still didn't get it. So I just cut them off because they were affecting my energy. And that's another thing that's important too. I turn off the mainstream media and I've cut off certain people in my life. Because right now is a very important time. I'm putting out videos. I need to keep my energy clear and clean. And it was just like when I went away for boxing. When I'd go away and isolate myself at training camp for 3 months before a fight. I wouldn't have any friends around. I would have no women around. It would just be me and my trainer and my sparring partners, and we would train every day. And that's how I see it right now until this gets done. For me to put out certain videos and do certain things, I'm keeping my energy clean and clear. I don't want anyone around me that's going to affect me. So I've cut off a lot of people, just to be honest with you, a lot of friends that, you know, irritate me or say a lot of sarcasm. Goodbye, you're gone. I'm not messing with them right now.
So was it like,
important
yeah, was it kind of like they're just, I mean, there's a point where like, okay, you just agree to disagree, but there's a point where it's like, it's beyond that. It's like,
it's beyond that. I don't have time.
It's toxic.
I don't have time for it. It's just, it's toxic. It's affecting me.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, like you've now turned this into kind of your mission, you know, like it's your work.
Yeah. I cannot believe this. It's just crazy. Oh, it's so insane.
It's so interesting because I know that in the spiritual community, a lot of people struggle with finding their purpose, you know, but sometimes if you're kind of really opening yourself up and aligning yourself with truth, your purpose finds you.
Yeah, that's what it did with me, which it's been very uneasy and very, it's been a burden. It's been overwhelming at times, but listen, it's better than, you know, getting in a fetal position and just being so naive to what's happening in the world and just crying yourself to sleep every night. I like being awake and I like knowing what I know. And if I have to help people and hold their hand getting them through this, that's fine with me. That's fine. I've been blessed to know very good people, and I've been blessed with that intuitive sense to know what's going on in the world in this spectrum, and I'm happy to share it. And that's, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you talking even just about that idea of like that fighter mentality of needing to clear out all toxic energy from your field, like when you're preparing to go into the ring, like you need to have your body clean, your mind clean,
everything,
your emotion,
your spirit,
everything.
Your soul, everything. Yes. Everything needs to be clean. Your aura needs to be crystal clear. You can't go into the ring with any kind of problems. I mean, you do, because that's just life. That's just, you know, that's just the way it is. But you have, and you still have to perform no matter what, being a professional. But you go in there as clean and clear as you can be, and as focused, laser focused as you can be. That's what makes you a champion, you know. And I lost that at the end of my career. I say, you know, at the end of my career, I was 36-0, and after that, it got to be a job, and I felt like I was working. I was a slave working for his masters, and I lost that, and that's what made me lose. So I know, I understand this. And so it's very important. If there's energy around me that conflicts with me or sends me into a tailspin and I don't feel good around it or hinders me a little bit, it's gone. It's gone. I don't even deal with it anymore. And that's just me. You know, I know everybody may be in a bad relationship, or they have a husband they don't like or a wife they don't like. I don't deal with it. That's just me. I don't deal with it. If it doesn't feel good to me, I'm out.
Well, you're teaching proper boundaries. you know, like, I think people have a hard time thinking more about like, well, I want people to like me versus just needing to do what's right for you.
Yeah, I agree.
And you just can't, you can't let that suffer, especially during like times like this. You've really got to start looking out for yourself first, because if you don't, you're in no position to take care of anyone else.
Absolutely not. No, I'll be no good to anybody if I'm struggling myself. So, and I have enough struggles right now. You know, this is my first year being sober, and I have my own battles I have to face. So, I have to be 100% to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's been really nice to have your voice in the community, and we thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I think, with everyone out there, and thank you, Sutterbug, for the super chat. Really appreciate it. It's important just to keep positive. It's important to kind of pay attention to the real details going on, not all of the fluff and the smoke and mirrors and everything that's kind of being thrown at us. Tomorrow could prove to be a pretty interesting day. Sydney
Yeah.
Powell's is
She's filing that lawsuit.
in Georgia.
Oh boy,
And
I heard it's gonna be a bomb.
that's what I hear too.
Yeah.
And just so people understand the manipulation, when that whole thing came out, I think it was Sunday night, about Sydney being fired from the Trump team, when A, she wasn't actually hired, so you can't be fired from something you're
No.
not hired from. But they Twitter blocked her, so she wouldn't even have a voice to speak up. Like, that's how manipulating
That's
coordinated
how
everything
scared they
is.
are. That's how
Yeah.
scared they are. This
She's.
is they're in fear. Let me tell you, the only people who are running are the deep state. And they're doing crisis management right now. So they're gonna fail. They're gonna fail. They've overplayed their hands, they miscalculated, and they're done. And we're gonna take back America 100%.
And I think everyone should start taking a little bit of pleasure in
Yeah.
watching this play out,
Enjoy it.
because right now, when you look at Sydney and you look at Lynn and you look at Trump and Giuliani, like, honestly, I feel like they have them dead to rights.
That's a dream team right there.
It
That's a dream team.
really
That's
is.
a dream team, man. That's a wow. You can't do any better than that. Giuliani, Powell, and Lynn. Wow. That's a mega team.
Yeah. So let my audience know. I know you've got your Dark to Light show tomorrow night, and you've got John
Got
Paul Rice,
John
right?
Paul Rice tomorrow night. That's gonna be a big show.
He's amazing.
Also, they can follow me on David Nino Rodriguez Official. It's kind of long. But it's on Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Official on Instagram, and my Twitter and Parler are Nino Boxer, and then my YouTube is David Nino Rodriguez.
Okay, awesome. I've got a bunch of his links in the description below, and thank you to the mods for putting it in the live chat. Guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight, and thanks again, Dave, for coming back on. Guys, I
You
love you
got
so
it.
much, and we'll be back with you next week. Thanks for listening and being such a supportive audience. All video episodes can now be found on my personal YouTube channel, Nicole Frolic. If you would like to further support the show, you can visit my merchandise shop or send any donations to the PayPal link in the description below. Remember, a mind is like a parachute. Unless it's open, it's useless. So keep joining me each week as I continue to expand the mind and explore life beyond this reality.